French toast. Recipe: dive into the world of French toast with a cheeky twist. Choose a mature bread ready for commitment, indulge it in a luxurious custard spa, and sizzle it to golden perfection. Elevate with gourmet toppings and relish a breakfast that's as sassy as it is savory. A timeless classic, reimagined with wit and flair. Prep time, 10 minutes. Cook time, 15 minutes. Total time, 25 minutes. Equipment: non-stick skillet or griddle, deep dish or shallow bowl, whisk or fork spatula. Measuring cups and spoons. Ingredients: 4 large eggs, 1 cup heavy cream or half and half or whole milk for a lighter version, 1/4 cup granulated sugar, 1 teaspoon pure vanilla extract, 1/2 teaspoon ground cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon ground nutmeg optional, pinch of salt, 8 slices of day-old thick-cut bread like brioche, challah, or French bread, 4 tablespoon unsalted butter for frying, fresh berries, maple syrup, powdered sugar, or whipped cream for serving instructions. Preparation: in a shallow mixing bowl or pie plate, whisk together the eggs, heavy cream, sugar, vanilla extract, cinnamon, nutmeg, and a pinch of salt. Soak the bread. Dip each slice of bread into the egg mixture, ensuring both sides are well coated and allowing each slice to soak for about 20 seconds per side. Cook the French toast. In a large skillet or non-stick pan, melt 1 tablespoon of butter over medium heat. Add the soaked bread slices, as many as will comfortably fit in your pan, and cook until golden brown, about 2-3 minutes per side. Serve. Once cooked, remove the French toast from the skillet and place on a serving plate. Repeat with the remaining slices of bread and butter. Garnish. Dust with powdered sugar, drizzle with maple syrup, and top with fresh berries or whipped cream if desired. Notes: bread choices. While brioche and challah are the divas of the French toast world, you can also flirt with sourdough or a hearty country loaf. They bring a different flavor to the breakfast party. Day-old drama. Older bread isn't just a suggestion, it's a game-changer. Fresh bread will soak up too much custard and might get overly soggy, much like your emotions during that last rom-com binge. Toppings galore. While this guide is all about the base, your toppings game can elevate the experience. Don't limit yourself. From fresh berries to a sprinkle of cocoa, let your breakfast express itself. Temperature tip: a medium heat is your friend. Too hot, and you'll have a crispy outside with an undercooked center. Too low, and you're just prolonging your journey to deliciousness. Serving suggestion: French toast is a diva and likes to be the center of attention. But if you must pair, a side of crispy bacon or fresh fruit salad will complement without stealing the show. Leftovers? On the off chance you've made too much, is there even such a thing? Slide your slices into the fridge. They reheat surprisingly well in the oven or toaster, but maybe skip the microwave. No one likes soggy sass. Dietary needs. For a dairy-free version, almond or oat milk can step in for the heavy cream. And gluten-free folks, grab your favorite GF bread and join the party. Remember, the real magic in this dish is a sprinkle of humor and a heap of love. Enjoy every bite.